One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
In the heart of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, nestled along the banks of the New River, stands a structure that has borne witness to the transformation of a small trading outpost into a bustling modern city. The Stranahan House, built in 1901, is the oldest surviving structure in Fort Lauderdale. Once the residence of Frank and Ivy Stranahan, two of the town's earliest settlers, it now serves as a museum, preserving the story of the pioneers who laid the foundation for what Fort Lauderdale has become. But the history of the Stranahan House is not without tragedy, and for many who have visited its halls, there is a sense that the past still lingers, a presence that cannot be explained by history alone. Frank Stranahan, a man who played a crucial role in the development of Fort Lauderdale, originally built the house as a trading post. It served as a place where Seminole Indians from the Everglades would come to exchange goods with early settlers. Frank was a well-known figure in the community, respected for his business acumen and civic leadership. Over time, the trading post evolved, and in 1906, it became the family home for Frank and his wife, Ivy Cromarty Stranahan, one of the area's first school teachers. Together, Frank and Ivy became pillars of the burgeoning town. Ivy taught the local children, including many of the Seminole people, and Frank continued to grow his business interests, helping to guide Fort Lauderdale through its early years. Their home, the Stranahan House, became a central gathering spot for the community, a place where residents could come together in a time when Fort Lauderdale was little more than a small settlement surrounded by wilderness. But as the years passed, tragedy struck the Stranahan family. The Great Depression hit Frank hard, and the once prosperous businessman found himself struggling to keep his financial affairs in order. His health began to decline, and he became deeply depressed. On May 22, 1929, unable to cope with his losses, Frank Stranahan walked down to the riverbank just outside the house and ended his life by drowning in the New River. His death marked the beginning of a darker chapter for the Stranahan House, one that has left an indelible mark on the building and, some say, opened the door to the otherworldly. Since that fateful day, many who have visited the Stranahan House have reported feeling an unsettling presence, as though Frank's spirit has never truly left. Some believe that the emotional weight of his suicide has anchored his restless soul to the house in the river where he died. It is said that Frank's ghost can still be seen near the riverbank, staring out over the water, his expression somber, as if contemplating the life he lost. One story, recounted by a local tour guide, tells of a visitor who was walking along the river's edge late one evening. As he approached the spot where Frank took his life, he noticed a figure standing in the distance. The man appeared to be dressed in old-fashioned clothing, his posture rigid, his gaze fixed on the water. As the visitor drew closer, the figure slowly turned and walked into the mist, disappearing without a trace. Shaken, the visitor reported the incident to the staff at the Stranahan House, who were not surprised. Many have seen Frank's ghost over the years, always in the same place, always at the edge of the river where his life came to its tragic end. But Frank's spirit is not confined to the riverbank. Inside the house itself, strange occurrences have been reported by staff and visitors alike. Footsteps are heard echoing through the empty halls. Doors open and close on their own. And objects seem to move without explanation. In one particularly chilling account, a staff member was closing up the house for the night when she heard the distinct sound of footsteps on the staircase. Thinking it was a colleague, she called out, but there was no response. As she walked toward the stairs, the footsteps grew louder, but the staircase was empty. The sound of footsteps passed right by her, though no one was there, and the air around her turned icy cold. The upstairs rooms, where Ivy Stranahan spent much of her later years, are also said to be haunted. Ivy, who outlived her husband by several decades, remained in the house after Frank's death, continuing her work as a teacher and community leader. But those who have visited the house claim that Ivy's presence can still be felt in the home she loved so dearly. Guests have reported hearing the soft voice of a woman coming from the upstairs bedrooms, even when the house is empty. Some have seen glimpses of a figure dressed in early 20th century clothing, standing at the window or walking down the hall, only to vanish when approached. One visitor described an encounter that left her deeply unnerved. While touring the house with a small group, she decided to step into one of the upstairs rooms alone to take a closer look. As she stood near the window, she suddenly felt as though someone was standing behind her, watching. The room grew cold, and she heard the faint sound of a woman's voice, though she couldn't make out the words. Turning quickly, she found the room empty. But the sensation of being watched remained. It was only after she left the room that the strange feeling lifted. The paranormal activity at Stranahan House is not limited to Frank and Ivy's spirits. Some believe that the house, which served as a community hub and trading post for decades, is home to other restless souls. In particular, the house's connection to the Seminole people has led some to speculate that the spirits of those who once traded at the post still visit the site. Disembodied voices, shadowy figures, and strange lights have been reported throughout the house, particularly in the downstairs rooms where the trading post once operated. One evening, a group of paranormal investigators set up equipment in the house hoping to capture evidence of the ghostly activity that had been reported over the years. Using FP recorders, thermal cameras, and motion detectors, they spent hours exploring the house. In one of the downstairs rooms, the EVP recorder picked up a faint but distinct voice. The words were difficult to make out, but the tone was clear. It sounded like someone speaking in a low, urgent whisper. The investigators were alone in the room at the time, and there was no one else in the house. Thermal cameras also detected sudden drops in temperature, particularly near the riverbank, where Frank's spirit is said to linger. In one startling moment, the camera captured what appeared to be the outline of a figure standing near the edge of the water. The figure was barely visible, and when the investigators approached the spot, there was no one there. The temperature in the area had dropped significantly, further fueling the belief that Frank's spirit remains tethered to the place where his life ended. Skeptics, of course, offer rational explanations for the strange phenomena reported at Stranahan House. They argue that the house's age and proximity to the river naturally lead to drafts, creaking floors, and temperature fluctuations that could easily be mistaken for paranormal activity. The emotional weight of Frank Stranahan's tragic death, they suggest, might lead visitors to feel a heightened sense of unease, creating the illusion of ghostly encounters. But for those who have experienced the unexplainable, skepticism offers little comfort. The footsteps on the stairs, the voices in the empty rooms, and the cold spots near the river, these are not the products of overactive imaginations or the quirks of an old house. There is something about Stranahan House that feels different, as though the past is not just a memory, but a presence that lingers, unseen, but always felt. As the sun sets over Fort Lauderdale and the quiet streets of the city begin to empty, Stranahan House stands silent, its wooden frame casting long shadows across the lawn. The last visitors of the day have left, and the staff locks the doors for the night. But for those who remain, for those who walk along the riverbank, or step inside the house after dark, there is a sense that the house is never truly empty. In the stillness of the evening, the past comes alive. The sound of footsteps, the echo of voices, and the faint outline of a figure staring out over the water. At Stranahan House, history is not just a story told through artifacts and photographs. It is something that can be felt, seen, and, for those who listen closely, heard. The spirits of Frank and Ivy Stranahan, along with the many others who passed through the house's doors, seem to remain, watching over the home they built and the town they helped to create. Their presence is a reminder that some stories do not end with death. And some spirits are never truly at rest.
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.